Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and of course, our program is brought to you each and every weekday right here by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tall Grass Motors, and on the internet on our, of course, our Facebook Live, and that would be from Arvest Bank. And we have Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley in with us today. How you doing there, young man?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I saw you taking your run in the very cool weather that we have, and I'm standing there. There goes a heck of a fella right there, if he can put up with that.
Well, just keep chipping away at it. You bet.
Oh, my goodness sake. So we do have the big bond issue coming up, and sure. I imagine we're going to be talking a little bit about that at the next school board meeting.
Yeah, we'll spend a little bit of time on that. Really not. We've kind of put our work in on that. And our last board meeting, our board called the election. We'll be getting more information out to the community at some different forums and different things as the vote gets closer. But BruinBond.com is the best source of information. You know, we've been talking about it on this radio show now for probably getting close to a year now.
And
really excited about the opportunity to continue to invest in our students without raising taxes. So we're going to keep our property tax flat. It's part of our long-term plan to continue to provide opportunities, expanded opportunities for our kids, improve some facilities, and we're really pleased that our community has invested in our children. And so we'll have that vote. We'll be in August. Voter registration deadline, it will be here before you know. It'll be July 16th, so encourage people to learn about it. Like I said, BruinBond.com is the best source of information, and we encourage people to learn about it and then get out and vote. If they have any questions on that website, there's a way they can submit questions. Be happy to visit with them any further. So yeah, so we're looking forward to that. And Tom, we just found out we had some good news come in this week.
Good news. What kind of good news we got this time?
Well, a couple things wanted to mention. You know, our STEM program, which has been nationally recognized, Project Lead the Way, and we just found out yesterday that once again our district was named a distinguished district. And so what that means is that we have that Project Lead the Way curriculum at all grade levels across every school in our district, and we are the only district in Oklahoma to receive that distinction, and there's only 17 of those across the country. Last year was the first year we received that award, and there was, I think, in the mid-20s districts in the country, and that number has dropped this year. I'm guessing some places probably across the country related to the pandemic. So it's quite an honor. This really came with some private donations. Our STEM program and our bond funding has picked up the continuation of that. Our teachers have done a wonderful job with it. You know, our high school, also want to mention too, our high school is the only comprehensive high school to be considered a distinguished school because of our computer science program. You know, we have four different levels of computer science as well as cybersecurity. The only other high schools that receive that award in Oklahoma are all tech centers, which including Tri-County Tech, which is wonderful. So we actually have two schools right here in Bartlesville to receive that distinction. So we'll be sending out more information. There'll be a press release coming, but it's a big it's a major accomplishment for our district. It's a major investment in our students, and just so proud that our kids have that opportunity right here in Bartlesville. And then also, we just found out this week, our good friends over at Arvest, the Arvest Foundation is granting the district a $15,000 donation, which is wonderful. They've always been such a big supporter, a partner with us. $10,000 of that is going to our Bartlesville High School Broadcasting Program, which under Daniel Karn's leadership has expanded. They'll help his studio there at the high school, along with Bruin TV. And so we're so thankful for their donation. And then $5,000 of that is going to go towards our Bruins on the Run program, which is our program that's for our elementary's fifth graders, where they train and they end up running the Willow Rock 8K in October. We started that program a couple of years ago, where we had just Jane Phillips and Wayside were involved in that fifth grade. And what they do is it starts after the school year begins, and they train with teachers. Teachers volunteer to train with them after school a couple of days a week. And then they end up running that Willow Rock 8K. So it's a mentorship program. It's kind of a mini program of the Run the Streets program that works with our youth. So really pleased that Arvest is going to help our foundation continue to offer that for our kids. Like I said, we started that Wayside Wayside and Kane Elementary, because they were kind of on each side of the Pathfinder. The following year, we expanded to all six of our elementaries, and last year, we were unable to do it because of the pandemic. However, we're excited to be able to pick that back up this year. It kind of coincides nicely. Jennifer and I, we sponsor the Superintendent's Wellness Challenge for all of our employees. We donate enough to the Run the Streets Will Rock 8K that all of our employees can participate just for the cost of the shirt. 2 years ago, we had about 241 employees participate, sign up for that. Last year, we were down a little bit, down around 190, which, you know, because of the pandemic, those people were concerned about that. So it really dovetails nicely. Obviously, you just talked about me running. You saw me out sometime in the heat of the day. Mm-hmm. But we really try to invest in our kids and our staff about taking care of themselves. So it's really a neat. We appreciate RVS Foundation contributing to our Bartlesville Public School Foundation, because that helps offset the cost. The kids that are enrolled in that program, they're provided with a pair of running shoes, and it really creates some healthy habits for them. It also feeds nicely into our high school, our middle school and high school running programs. But even if you're not an athlete, I mean, just taking care of yourself and being able to accomplish, you know, setting a goal and be able to accept that's important in all walks of life. So also wanted to mention just a couple things was really neat. You know, we had our last time I was on was the week of graduation, mm-hmm. Which we were somehow able to carve out barely a couple hour window where we could actually have our outdoor graduation. so pleased that we're able to do it on the day it was planned. It was a great event.
So were we.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know it's caused lots of concern about that. People, families trying to plan Indeed. Their graduation parties and all those different types of things. So glad we're able to have that. But, you know, also that same time, I was really fortunate. You know, we have college graduations are typically going on at that time. And I was able to tag along with my wife. Wanted to brag on one of our graduates, Shay Staten, Sharina Staten. She just graduated from the Air Force Academy. So my wife was her eighth grade math teacher, and so was invited. They had a little graduation event for her at her home, and I tagged along with Jennifer to attend that. And it was so great to see she went by Shay, but her actual name is Sharina. She obviously is a great kid, was an athlete and a great student for us, graduated from the academy. And so she's going to be home for a little bit before she goes down to her next stop down in San Antonio. And while we were there, some other students came in, and actually Jennifer's former students as well. But I just thought it's neat to share a couple of these stories with our community. Melody Brown Clark, she was there at that same event to support Shay. And Melody Brown Clark, she just graduated from the University of Southern California, and she's getting ready to start medical school at Northwestern here in a couple months up in Chicago. And then also ran it on our way out. We ran into Russell Drummond, one of our friends, Russ. He just graduated from Rice University, and he's getting ready to move to Syracuse to start his master's program. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of share those stories for our kids. It's great to see them continue to grow and flourish. I know the radio has been great to cover. You know, Kate Stewart just competed in the Olympic trials and was really competitive for a spot on the Olympic team, and she still has a year left to swim up there at Kansas. Mm-hmm. Greta Olson, her teammate there at the University of Kansas, is a former Bruin, and she has an internship at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Intern there in Virginia, and she's also captain of the Kansas swim team. She's an engineering major. I mean, these kids are doing unbelievable things, and so proud of them, and always like to brag on them. Mm-hmm. And it's so great to see them. But kind of on into some summer stuff, if I could, Tom. We're obviously, summer's here, and so summer school is also here, and our numbers are up with summer school. We have about 652 kids enrolled in summer school, and that's from our elementary up through high school. Our elementary programs are housed at Ranch Heights and Jane Phillips. Our middle school and high school programs are all over at Madison. We try to kind of shut some buildings down the best we can to save mm-hmm. on some utilities. But we have about 44 teachers working with those, about 27 assistants working with our kids. You know, obviously concerned with, especially with our kids that maybe that were in virtual and needed some additional support. So pleased that we have those many staff members working with our kids. We have some transition camps coming up next month that help our incoming sixth graders and incoming ninth graders at Central, Madison, and the high school. They can contact the schools if they have an incoming sixth grader, incoming ninth grader. Those programs are funded by Bartlesville Education Promise. We have 28 teachers at those three sites that'll be working with kids, and it's a great opportunity for kids to find their way around the building, you know, to have a chance to open their locker, To get acclimated with maybe kids from other schools. You know, many of our kids already know kids from other schools because of activities that they're involved
oh, sure,
in, or
yeah.
their churches or whatever. But mm-hmm. this is a great opportunity to get them together, to meet some of their sixth grade teachers, to meet the administrators before the pressure of everybody's there at school. So, and Bartlesville Education Promise funds that program for us, and they help pay the teachers for that. That's really the big funding source. I really appreciate that. And then we have another 126 teachers that are involved in summer professional development. And so that's about half of our staff, teachers that are working to help prepare for the upcoming school year. So wanted to share that as well. And then a couple of staffing updates just to let people know about. I can't remember if I talked about it or not, but we are adding a full-time nurse at every school site this upcoming year. You know, last year we've traditionally had one district RN nurse, and then we've had three nurses that have kind of been shared between multiple sites, which obviously is a challenge. And so we have invested where we're going to have a full-time nurse at every site this school year. And then we've also added some early childhood teachers. I mentioned the last couple months, you know, we improve our class sizes, and we've done that. So we're mm-hmm. going to, our first grade and below, we're going to have those at 20. Our average elementary class size is going to be 20 or 21 district wide. And so we're excited to be able to add some more teachers to help that class size ratio for our kids. So those are kind of some summer stuff going on. We have some projects as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, I'll just kind of keep on rolling if that's
sure,
okay.
Sure, let's keep going.
Yeah,
we've got a lot to cover.
Yeah, well, we've, you know, from previous bond issues, we've had our, this time there's lots of work we can get done when there's not kids and teachers in our schools.
That's true.
Exactly. And so one thing that we had from our 2019 bond issue was we knew at our elementary schools, our number one request was we needed to replace our Promethium active boards. Those are active panel boards instead of projector-based systems. Last summer, we did three of our elementaries. This summer, we're doing our other three elementaries. So at Hoover, Jane Phillips, and Richard Kane Elementary Schools, we're going to replace those schools. You know, Central Middle School, we also are going to replace some whiteboards there as well. And we have some different carpet and restroom work being done, especially at our elementary schools. You know,
you get a lot of wear.
We do, yes. Especially our little boys at our elementary schools are not great aim, and so there's always work that needs to be done at those restrooms. Mm-hmm. Our elevators at the original elevator at the high school, and also over at Madison, they're going to be modernized this summer. So pleased to be able to do that. I won't be concerned to use those elevators again this upcoming year. And we also doing some playground work at Central. Central doesn't have a playground, so we're going to be adding some equipment there. And then also over at Wilson Elementary, we're going to be replacing their playground. District-wide at all of our elementary schools, we'll be replacing the mulch at the playground, mm-hmm. some of those work. Working on some crosswalks at Richard Kane, Wilson, and Ranch Heights Elementary as well. And a lot of this work people will see over the upcoming weeks. Right now, you can maybe see some concrete or blacktop works have started at the high school, as well as over at Jane Phillips on their playground, mm-hmm. and I think at Wilson. Some of that work, you can already see that's going on, as well as some HVAC. You know, there's some HVAC work kind of spread out throughout the district. But we've got some big project. I've mentioned about the transition camps, but also, you know, when incoming kids are sixth graders and ninth graders, that's when they receive a new Chromebook, an updated device for them too. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a process to work through to make sure that that's ready too. So they'll be issued, you know, at Central at the end of July and Madison on August 4th, and then incoming freshmen who register at the high school on August 5th. We also have additional Chromebook carts will be outfitted. So every classroom at the elementary school will have their cart of Chromebooks that they can use to check out as needed. We've had to add some additional ones because we've added classroom teachers for those elementary. So quite a bit of work that's been going on, and we're excited about getting ready for the kids coming back in August.
All righty. Well, we'll catch up everything at the board meeting coming up on Monday. And thank you very much for coming on by and sharing all the good news. It seems like we always got a lot of good things to share with our schools.
We do. I appreciate that. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got more coming up right here on K1.